Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Adams, A-D-A-M-S. This address is 26 Barker Court, Chico, California, 95928. Phone 209-648-0814. Date of birth is 8/14/1991. ID is XXXXX5053. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS Forest Avenue, Chico. Thirty-seven-year-old married man. Are you going to continue to break things? It is addressed to 6NPI. Enloe Outpatient Center, 888 Lakeside Village, Commons A, Chico, California, 95928. phone is 530-332-6850. (530) 893-6857, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of persistent nausea following head injury. Dear Jessica Wicks and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Ryan Adams for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you are aware, he suffered a recent motorcycle accident while racing on August 12th, possibly sustaining a concussion for which he was seen and evaluated at Enlow Hospital with unremarkable examination and imaging results. New paragraph. He has had continuous and ongoing nausea for which he's been taking Zofran 4 milligrams Q12 hours with reasonable benefit. New paragraph. At times he has had some breakthrough cephalgia. New paragraph. He has a remote history of multiple motorcycle related concussive accidents.
What are you doing?
I'm just checking.
Checking what?
I'm picking out the patients that haven't been dictated that I'm getting phone calls on.
Well, I thought you were going to make a list.
They were supposed to.
Didn't I ask you to make a list?
I'm just sick of making lists.
Well, I'm so sorry that you're so incapacitated as a mature adult. New paragraph. He was seen for neurological evaluation on August 25th, 2023, demonstrating some left neck pain. And a history of sharp pain with his headaches, right shoulder tenderness, complaints of some fuzzy vision, and some difficulty with pain about his left ear with his headaches. A new paragraph. He reported that his symptoms tended to be worse with activity, such as reading, computer use, using the phone and television, drawing, or going to the store. Symptoms were improved with sleep or the use of the Zofran medication twice a day. He gave a past medical history of difficulties with anxiety, close head injury, migraine, tension headaches, vertigo associated with his nausea, and some eye vision problems. New paragraph. He had a surgical history of bilateral cataract surgery. He does not smoke on an active basis. He reported drinking approximately 3 beers per week. His hospital records indicated possibly 6 beverages a day. New paragraph. He is highly educated, having completed a bachelor's and master's degree in finance, previously involved as a fire inspector and investigator. He is right-handed. He reports a medium level of stress exposure and a medium level of exercise activity. He has not completed an advanced directive. His family medical history revealed multiple living relatives without reports of serious illness. His grandfather had a history of diabetes. His mother has a history of migraine. Neurological review systems was positive for headache, blurred vision, dry eyes, gastrointestinal nausea, and vomiting. Neuromusculoskeletal weakness, memory loss and confusion with his headaches, symptoms of depression and memory problems, as well as symptoms of tiredness. He had a sleep history of snoring, increased daytime sleepiness, initial and sleep maintenance insomnia, a history of falling asleep when operating a vehicle, and taking frequent daytime naps. He reported that all of his current symptoms followed his recent motor vehicle accident injury in the motorcycle race on August 12, 2020. He also reported that his headaches tend to be sharp. And that his headaches tended to be worse in the evening. New paragraph. Following his initial evaluation and otherwise normal neurological examination, he completed MR brain imaging at the Halo Breast Care Center on September 1st, 2023, which demonstrated no abnormalities. New paragraph. Diagnostic electroencephalogram was performed on September 7, 2023, while taking headache medicine, including Qulipta and Zofran for nausea, the routine static study showed a normal frequency background rhythm. And normal responses to opening, hyperventilation, and photic stimulation. No sleep was demonstrated during the record. There was no evidence of epileptiform activity. The study was normal. New paragraph. As appointment in follow-up, he was placed on a trial of Qulipta, which he's been taking on a daily basis, basically aborting any clinical symptoms of headaches, which do not reoccur for a period of any hours. New paragraph. Currently, he reports that his symptoms are persistent and seem to be progressive. New paragraph. His clinical diagnosis at this time would be post-concussive encephalopathy, recurrent cephalgia, risk factors for chronic and persistent migraine dash treated, and premorbid history of daytime somnolence. Recommendations. Considering the history of multiple concussive injuries in the past and his more recent injury, despite the relatively normal appearing findings on his examinations, we're going to refer him for a high-resolution PET imaging study for evaluation of a focal cerebral encephalopathy that may not be apparent on his current diagnostic testing. New paragraph. The Zofran medication will be continued. New paragraph, the Qulipta medicine will be continued. New paragraph, I've indicated to him that on the basis and completion of our testing, considering the persistence of his symptoms and the difficulty that he's been experiencing, limiting his activity for which he is on a functional medical restriction, we will refer him for neuropsychological assessment for quantitative analysis of his impairments as a consequence of his injury. New paragraph. I will see him for follow-up in consideration for further treatment and care, and so I respectfully with my professional signature.